Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATACP Live.
Live. Yeah, that's what they tell me. They tell me it's real live.
Saturday mornings, we had to go to piano lessons. And
But now, you know, I thank my mom every time that, you know, I'm singing and putting out an album. You know, I always tell my mom thank you, because even though she made us do it and I didn't want to, I mean, I say, look at me now. So I can say I've been doing this ever since I've been playing, age of 7. But then later on in life, you know, I started writing poetry, and I had a classroom assignment, had to write a poem. And since I knew how to play the piano, I said, well, let me put some music to this. And, you know, it turned out to be a wonderful song. It was one of my first songs, and I'm thinking about redoing it, but it was the first song of mine called I Love You More Each Day. And that ended up being one of my best wedding songs that people used to ask me to come sing at their weddings.
Wow.
And later on, you know, I just started playing more and writing more and saying, wow, I need people to hear this. So I started that way, and then I started wanting to be a little versatile, so I started playing traditional gospel and contemporary gospel and a little bit of quartet, and I was just all over the place. So when the station started hearing about me, they didn't know what kind of artist I was. It was hard to even put me in anything because I was so out, you know, just out there. So I did learn, you know, that wasn't really me. I was just trying to show that I can be this, I'm versatile, I'm this. But when I went back to what I love soul music. I have always loved soul music. I hadn't always been saved, so therefore, you know, back in the day, I loved soul music. And that's what I went back to. And when I really, really started writing and going back to just doing soul, that's when I felt most comfortable. That's when I felt like it was just a perfect for me. And since I was a writer, it was easy for me to write about real life events, real things. I like to write about substance. I don't like fillers. I don't like, you know, I like to give people something that's going to actually benefit them. So I just started putting it to soul music. Next thing I knew, I loved it. And then later on, you know, a lot of people tell me I was ahead of my time back then. They still didn't know where to place me. But I still did what I did. And later on, you know, then comes Erica Badu, and then comes Lisa McClendon, and then comes, you know, I was like, yeah, that's what I've been doing all along. And so it worked for me. It worked for me.
And the thing about it, when it said got a soul, I'm looking at it going, are they sure this is a, you know, this is a gospel? You know what I mean? You know, on the front cover. I turned it over. And something about that name, I said, well, it's got to be about Jesus. So I'm sure this is the right one.
But you know, and that's why it's so important. I don't know who's listening out there, but that's why it is so important that if you are claiming the name of Jesus Christ, then do just that. Don't start flip-flopping and straddling the fence and lowering the bar just so your music can cross over, just so people can say, oh, man, it can go both ways. No. You know, your lyrics have got to be, there's got to be a difference. There's got to be a difference. And to me, the music is just as bad as ever. Like you said, you know, but when you started listening to the lyrics, you knew exactly who I was thinking about, didn't you?
Yeah, of course. Of course.
And that's the way it should be.
And me being, I've grown up in the church, and I like music, and I like music that's bumping. But, of course, when I do the gospel songs that I do say Jesus' name in it and let you know, this is what we're singing about now. It might sound all right. It might sound like you can go to the club and play it, but of course you're going to be playing it with Jesus' name all over it. So.
Right. Hey, and there's nothing wrong with it. If it ends up in the club, then I feel like I've done a good service witnessing for the Jesus Christ, witnessing to uplift the kingdom because I didn't compromise my lyrics. I was at a concert not too long ago in November, where this was not a gospel concert, might I add. This was a concert called An Intimate Evening of the R&B Legends. I was on stage, not an opening act, but I was one of the acts for Howard Hewitt and Keith Washington. Nikki Howard, right. We prayed for her. She took ill, and I took her spot. However, I still didn't compromise. I didn't try to blend in. I did what, you know, because I felt like, okay, there's a reason why I'm here. There's a reason why God has me here. So I'm not going to bow out now. I'm not going to compromise now. So I did what I do, and lo and behold, I mean, my merchandise table was cleared. I mean, it's, you know, the people really, they came, they got double.
I can only imagine. Because, like I said, the music is hot, and then people probably just didn't know. You know what I'm saying? They wasn't well versed on what you do, but I guess after that night, they know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, I've opened for Ginuwine. I mean, you know, my thing is wherever God takes me, I'm going to take the Bible with me. I'm going to take God with me, and I'm going to take the cross with me, and we'll just cross right on over.
Well, that's cool, and I'm glad you're doing that because more artists like yourself need to do the same thing. Don't compromise yourself. Stand for what you stand for and sing your songs. Hey, to different people, who knows? You're going to win over some people, a whole lot of people too, matter of fact, by doing it that way.
Right. I agree. You know, I ride motorcycles, and I've been booked to sing at bikers' rallies and bikers' conventions because they know I'm a biker, but they also know I'm a gospel artist. So, you know, when they have events and it falls on a Sunday, I'm the closest thing to church, so therefore they normally ask me to sing. And, of course, you know, I'll pray and do the bike blessings and things like that. But, you know, if I had compromised, then there's no way that I could do what I do, being amongst so many bikers that may not know Christ. That's not the time to start trying to be afraid of Jesus Christ. So therefore, I welcome those types of situations where I'm asked to come and where I'm outnumbered as a Christian, because that's when I do my best work. I don't believe, you know, it's just easy to play church when you're in church, you know. Everybody can do the whole church thing, but the true mission to me, I believe, is when you walk outside that church door, that's where the mission starts. That's where the witnessing is, because, you know, it's easy to blend in church. So my ministry goes far beyond the church walls.
Well, go ahead on Fred Hammond, because he rides bikes too, right? Go ahead on.
Yes, he does.
Yes, he does. I know that. Yes, sir.
Yes,
the song Unconditional, I played a little of it, and I've been itching to play it all the whole time we've been talking. I got to hear it before I play it.
Okay. Unconditional is simply just talking about God's unconditional love for all of us, no matter who you are, where you come from. You even hear me say you may be locked in a jail cell. You know, no matter what you've done, God's love is unconditional, and you can come back home if you want to. You just got to open your mouth and confess and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. But his love is unconditional. So that song is simply about God's amazing unconditional love for all of us, no matter what lifestyle that you come from. His love is unconditional.
This is Cynthia Jones, Unconditional.
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 Arrangements of how I want it to go. It just comes to me. So I hop on the keyboard and, you know, I'll play a little bit of how I want it to go, and then I'll get with my producer and he'll do the rest, and the rest is history. But
wow.
I've never had written a song where I did not have music for. That's just a gift that God has given me.
That's cool. That is cool. You've been writing since the eighth grade then, right?
Yeah, I have.
Come on, Cynthia. There's got to be a couple set of lyrics you didn't have no music from. Come on now. You've been writing since the eighth grade.
The poem that I wrote, I wrote it for a class assignment, but, I got in front of a piano and I started playing I Love You More Each Day. And I was like, ooh, I like that. And then I did some more. I love you more each day. And I was like, okay, this will make a nice song. So I just started writing, put the rest of the music to it, and it became a very, very nice wedding song.
Well, hey, I'm amazed, and I knew that you wrote everything because it sounds so, like you say, soulful, because it comes from the heart, and you can tell when you listen to an artist, as many artists as I've listened to in my lifetime, I can tell when the song is like there. You know what I mean? Coming from the heart and sincere, and you can feel it and it's real. And that's why I love the music as well, because there's a lot of people that sing about Jesus but really ain't. You know what I mean? You can feel that.
I understand.
I appreciate that quality about
Thank
your
you.
Music. Also, I've been meaning to ask, I said to myself, if I ever get in contact with you, I'm going to ask. Me and my cousin got to put some words to the dance remix of Something About That Name. got to do it. I mean,
everybody
I'm
loves that song. You know, that's how Ben Tankard and I got together. You know, that's my big brother, my big spiritual brother. Ben and I are just the best of friends now because of him being a blessing to me. I opened for him one day, and he just took a liking to me. And before the event was over, he told everyone in the venue not to purchase his CD. And he pointed to me and said, I want you to buy her CD. And for everyone that buys her CD, I'm going to give you mine for free. And that's just the kind of guy Ben Tankard is. So then later on, I got a call from him. He said, Cynthia, you got to let me do something about that name. I love that song. So, of course, you know, me being a writer, I understand, you know, what happens when, you know, someone else like that wants to use your music. I agreed to let him do it. So when you hear something about that name on his current Full Tank CD that is doing wonderful.
I got it here.
I'm sorry?
I got it here now.
Ben is playing some warm keys on something about that name, and it is just going, it's doing wonderful. So, yeah, I get a chance to travel with him for the Full Tank CD, and, you know, we do our thing together, and it has just been a blessing because he's been a blessing to me, and doors have just, oh, gosh, I don't have to tell you about the doors that has opened for him. He was already great, and God is just truly blessing him even more with the television show, Thicker Than Water. You know, a lot of people said what they had to say about it, but the show came in great numbers. And so I'm always would be grateful to him for, you know, helping me like that. But, yeah, so if you want to do it, I would love to hear what you have.
I'm
but like I said, my big brother, he laid down some warm keys on it, and it just – it sounds wonderful.
Okay. I got to hear this, too. Most definitely. Because I've said that when I first heard it, I said, I threw about 16 bars on it. I was like, damn, we can rip, me and my cousin can rip this song, really? But I got to ask it before I do anything. So I ain't wrote nothing. But like I said in the car, you just put it on your, you can put your head in it and just go, boom, come out with lyrics all of a sudden. Song, Journey of Soul, because there's a whole lot of soul going on this CD, as I can feel it. I got to play the title, but Journey of Soul, explain that one.
Well, you know what, I am a gospel artist, but I was like, you know, I don't know any gospel artists that sing their own name in their songs, you know, and I thought it was pretty cool when I heard Jill Scott do it on one of her songs one time. And I was like, I think I want to introduce myself. I'm going to sing about me. So that's how that came about. Just basically just getting you ready for the album. So I guess, I don't know if you've heard the lyrics or not, but I'm saying, are you ready for, and I spell my name. So that has just taken on like wildfire. People love singing that, spelling my name. And I just basically described the music. I say, I'm going to take you high, going to take you low. You know, you can chill and relax when you feel the flow on the Journey of Soul. So I'm talking about the project, but I'm also saying, are you ready for Miss Cynthia Jones to do her thing?
Journey of Soul.
Journey of Soul.
Journey of Soul. Oh. Are you ready for CYNT? J-O-N-E-S, Miss Cynthia Jones, gonna rock the mic on a journey of soul. Are you ready for C-Y-N-T-H-I-A-J-O-N-E-S, Miss Cynthia Jones, gonna rock the mic on a journey of soul. Are you ready?
We ready.
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 Blog Talk Radio. Also, we have Simona Craig on the line, 312, area code 312. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How are you?
I'm doing good. Let me finish up with Cynthia Jones, and I'll say hello to her, matter of fact, Simona.
Hello, Cynthia. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm blessed.
Beautiful name, by the way.
Oh, well, thank you. Appreciate that.
Cynthia, I want you to give the people exactly where they can purchase your CDs. Also get in contact with you since you're actually online, on social media. Praise God.
Oh, cool. No, right, you're making me laugh now. Sure. Definitely. Yeah, because I got to get to Ohio, okay? So,
yeah
I'm available anywhere online. You can get this Journey of Soul or the God of Soul CD from Amazon.com, BestBuy.com, Target, Pandora, Rhapsody, iTunes. It's available nationwide. I'm distributed through Universal. So if you have any problems whatsoever, please give us a call at 919-322-9228. That is my office number, 919-322-9228. That is also the booking number for Cynthia Jones, 919-322-9228. And for those that want to just go ahead and hop on the computer and send us an email, you just email us at booking@CynthiaJones.com. Once again, that is booking@CynthiaJones.com. And if you just want to go to my website, if you forget all of that, it is CynthiaJones.com.
Well, I am so glad that I finally got in contact with you after knowing about you over a year or so and been looking online like,
where
is this lady at, please? I need to get in contact with her. Music is so bomb, for real. So I'm so glad to have met you, got to know you, and I'll hook up with you later on and tell you about some of my cousin's churches so you can get in contact with them and maybe, hey, you can do your thing at their church, and I'm ready.
Well, so as soon as you finish up with Miss Simona, did I say that right?
Simona.
Simona. As soon as you finish up, give me a call, and we will make that happen so I can go to Ohio this year, hopefully this summer.
Yeah, that'll work because we plan a family reunion, too. Yes, that will work.
All right.
All right, dear Cynthia, thank you so very much.
You're welcome. I had a blast, and I know I'll be seeing you on Facebook to learn some more codes. So.
Yeah. All right.
But
you
all be blessed, and have a great, great evening, okay?
You as well.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Simona. What's up? Since I met you at the AMC, Atlanta Music Conference, at the fall of the year last year, and
yes.
We finally linked up. I got to ask you, how many people have you talked to after the conference? Did you get with me?
I got with about 3 or 4 people who are interested in working with me after the conference, the AMC conference, yes.
Right. I've had like about 4 people on the show, and I still got about 2 or 3 more people to get on the show. I mean everybody I tried to hit up. I mean, you know, it's like I hit up about 50 people the next day.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Now. I've added a lot of the contacts, but I haven't got a chance to work with any of them yet.
Right. And you're based out of where? You live where? Okay.
Chicago.
And what made you decide to come? Say what?
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, you're coming in and out. I hear you. You might have to get a little bit stronger connection, I would say. Are you on the road?
Yeah, I'm in the middle of nowhere in Kentucky, so I'm going to actually pull over and so you can hear me a little bit better.
Yeah, and is it snowing there?
Not yet, luckily. Not yet.
Yeah. Well, that's good. You ain't in no danger. But,
no,
yeah,
luckily,
you,
but coming here.
What I was saying is, did you, after you connected, are you going to come back to where they're at and work with them, or are they going to fly out and see you to make the connection?
Are
y'all going to do that live?
When it's feasible to do so, we will. The good thing about that is we can send work via email and things of that nature because stuff is protected, you know, and connect that way until it's necessary to meet up face-to-face.
Right. Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
And explain exactly what you do. I already know, but the people don't know.
Right. I'm actually a music producer, which is the reason why I was at the IMC conference. I actually also write music as well, but I compose and manage artists as well.
When I went to your page, I heard some of the music, and I was like, this is boss right here. I was feeling it. And I was shaking my head. And of course, I do music too. So, you know, I'm listening, and I'm like, oh, man, that's bad as hell right there. So,
thank you.
I'm gonna play inspirational. I want to know what is inspirational, but you had in parentheses motivation. So what motivated you to put this track together right here? Because I'm feeling it. I listened to a little bit of it. And I said, man, I like that.
You. Well, what inspired inspiration motivation is actually having a couple people who doubted, you know, my ability, who questioned the fact that I was actually a woman trying to be in a male-dominated field, kind of inspired this record, made me want to do something a little bit harder. I do mostly R&B, but I wanted something with R&B hip-hop feel to it, something that was real natural and represented where I'm from, which is Chicago. So that's what that was based off of.
Here's inspirational Simona Craig in the house. Ramona.
Yes, sir.
Hey, that thing had me jamming over here. I was in my chair, so I had to put myself on mute because this chair squeaked. I was jamming. And you would have heard the damn chair in the middle of the track. I was like, yeah, I'm feeling that.
Thank you.
What program, software, instruments, how do you put it all together? That's basically what I'm asking.
Okay. What I use mostly, I use Pro Tools and SQL. I mix and master mostly with Pro Tools, and I sequence my stuff in SQL and as well as Machine.
Oh, okay. That is cool. Yeah, and now see, I don't use that software. I use another software. It's Magic. It's a German company.
I have that one as well. Yeah, that one's good.
GIX. And I've been through all the generations all the way through life, been through all the generations. And that's really the only one I use, but I use other sounds and samples from various different programs and run all my programs through there and all my beat machines through Magic and record off of that. I got Pro Tools, and my cousin, who does music as well, the whole family does music. He told me, I was thinking about going and doing another program, which is Samplitude, which is a
I have that one as well, oddly enough.
Yeah, and I was getting ready to use that one, but he told me, say, stay where you at, because, dude, you coming out with some fire, stay where you at. You already got that one.
Yeah, Samplitude wasn't the best. Yeah, I didn't care for Samplitude too much. Yeah. I used it a few times, and it was just everything sounded flat, even when you tried to use the EQ and the different effects that came in the software. It just sounded really flat.
Right. Well, see, there's a couple of tricks if you for me, if I doubled up on the drums, went full-fledged on the drums one track and halfway on another track and split and put that little split in the middle, oh, my God, your bass sound like 808s then, like
all right
for real.
Now.
And everybody used to come up, you run the 808s? Hell no. I said, it's trial and error, bro. Trial and error. You got to learn how to do it. And you come up with a couple of errors, and you know what I'm saying. And so with mastering, do you master out of Pro Tools as well?
Yes.
See, we talking technical, and a lot of people probably go, what the hell? So what got you into doing this, doing the music?
I've always had a passion for production. I always, you know, I kind of figured out my, I guess you could say my gift for it. When I was probably about 11, I just would always, whenever I would listen to anybody's music, the first thing that would catch my ear is the beat. And then I would automatically analyze in my head, okay, what instrumentation are they using? You know, I would just kind of separate it in my own head. And when my mom actually, before entering high school, she locked me in my room, and she told me, before you enter high school, you need to sit down and figure out what you want to focus on so you know what to go through for college. And everything that I had written down was music-based. I wanted to own my own label, and I wanted to produce. And so it kind of went from there, and I always dreamed to go to Columbia College in Chicago, which is a very big art school. And that's the school that I actually graduated and studied music business and production with. So they kind of honed my skills as well there.
Okay, cool. I'm blown away just right now. That's why I'm like flabbergasted. When you connect with a lot of people, what is their reaction? Like when they come to your office and listen to a couple of tracks, what is their reaction? I've heard on your website that there was a couple people, I guess, was singing lyrics over some of the stuff that you did?
No, nobody singing lyrics. Originally, when I first started posting stuff, there were a couple of artists. I took those off because I no longer work with those artists. So right now, everything is just strictly instrumental.
people's reaction has been absolutely positive, which is kind of shocking and refreshing at the same time. They like the versatility because I don't focus on just one genre of music. Like, I literally integrate various genres because, you know, especially once again saying that I'm from Chicago, you know, we have a big steppers and blues and R&B and jazz fusion coming out of my city, so I like to incorporate that in my beats.
And there's a lot of house, too, in Chicago.
A little bit, yeah.
There's a lot of arguing going on between y'all and New York. That y'all was the first house. I know because I was in the service and I heard it. I heard it way back then. We know for house. No, we know for house. I'm like, it's kind of like sort of even like. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Absolutely.
I love the house music from Chicago as well, and a lot of my friends that was in. From Chicago that was in the service with me opened my eyes to that, and I was very much pleasantly surprised. I was going, it just ain't New York. Dang, Chicago got some house too, you know. So you embrace all of them then, right?
Yeah, I do only a little bit of house. Like for me, I'm somebody who house has to be mixed in with other things. I can't just do straight house. And I know my city's gonna be mad for me saying that, but it starts to all sound the same to me after a while. So as long as it's mixed in, I'm happy. So yeah, I like to put a little fusion in there, but not as much as all my other genres.
Okay, here's another cut that you sent me on another level. Hey, wait a minute. Now, I know I've had people on my show that does this, you know, same thing you do, producing, and because I produce, and I'm fascinated with how people do their other stuff. For me, after I write the lyrics, that's when I put a name to it. So I usually give it a number like Z25, since I'm TAZ, Z25,
gotcha.
Z36, you know what I'm saying. So how do you come up with the title of your song? That's what I want to know. How do you come up with the title? Because there's another cat that's out of Las Vegas, but he moved to Virginia. His name is Smitty Beats. Matter of fact, I need to link y'all two up. Smitty Beats, he names his tracks too. So I'm just wondering how the heck you put the name on it. I just want to know how you do it.
It's the vibe. Like I don't come up with the title first. It never comes out first for me. It's always the vibe that I get midway through or towards the end of mixing a track or creating a track for me. So it's just kind of what I'm feeling, where I'm trying to go with it, what I'm hearing in my head, and then people's response to it as well helps me come to a conclusion for the title.
Well, this is titled On Another Level, killing me. Here we go, Simone Gray. sound that came through, I was like, yeah, yeah, I'm feeling that.
Thank you.
So when you do a track, and I know sometimes going in the studio or putting beats together can be frustrating at times, but I also
mm-hmm.
know it can be easy at times, and I also
mm-hmm.
know you can be burned out at times from doing it. So what is like, do you go on a set schedule? Because I do. I go on a set schedule so I don't be burned out. So
okay.
I might come in, this is how I do it. I might come in on an off day, and I only get like one off day a week. So I come
mm-hmm.
in and do probably two or three beats, and I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
Or if I feel the need, because I'm writing this CD for this year's project that I'm doing. So I'll do a beat, and I feel myself like I need to do a beat so I can write the song that's in my head. So
mm-hmm.
I'll ever do a beat and force one out. But there are other times, if I was to come in every day, yeah,
mm-hmm.
I would be burned out after the third day because I wouldn't feel like there was no freshness in my creativity. So I want to know, how do you do it? How does Simona Craig does it when she goes in?
How I do it, I go off of feeling. I don't have a set schedule. I feel like when I force it out and I kind of force myself to do it unless I'm under a deadline, it messes up the creativity sometimes because it doesn't fly free. Like I'm somebody, when that inkling hits me, it's time to get a, you know, step away, completely go someplace quiet where I can concentrate, bang it out. It normally comes out a lot smoother and a lot better in the transition when I do it that way. When I force it or have, you know, just say today, okay, I'm going to do beats at this time, it doesn't always come out the way I want it to. So normally I have to step away from it, refresh.
Right.
Even if I got to come back a week later, if I don't have that feeling right then and there, I'll come back and then, I'll refresh and remember what I wanted and then finish it out later. So it's just, it's all on instinct with me.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a good thing. Because I have to balance mine out. Or
mm-hmm.
if there's something driving me where I got lyrics in my head before the music comes, then I can
mm-hmm.
do it then. You know what I'm saying? It's a vice versa thing. Because sometimes
right.
I don't write
lyrics. You still need that inspiration
until
of some kind.
Yeah. And sometimes I don't write lyrics until after the beat. Do you write lyrics
mm-hmm.
as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. The
cool.
lyrics normally come first before the beats unless I'm trying to do something else. Like, or I've been trying to actually reverse it so I can train myself to have the beat first and then create lyrics afterwards, but it normally comes in the adverse way for me.
Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
So, if we were to collab, I'm just going, you know, hypothetical, if we were to collab,
mm-hmm.
I could send you my track, my vocal track, and
mm-hmm.
we can put me under one of your grooves, if I'm feeling one
mm-hmm.
of your grooves, if I'm correct.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we might need to link up because I love the music, I love the vibe. There ain't too many people that I just vibe with automatically, but I like the vibe.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to be honest with you. If you do an opera, I can put some lyrics to it.
Uh-huh. I like that, though. I like that. That might be a hip-hop opera coming to something. Okay.
If you're doing some opera with a kick beat, with a beat on it that's
mm-hmm.
kicking, I could put some
uh-huh.
lyrics on it still. Yeah, for
I
real. Ain't nothing but a thing. All right. Also, I want you to tell people exactly where they can get up with you, converse with you, probably hit you up and probably want to do some work with you as far as production is concerned.
Absolutely. Well, I have a website called Shive Music Creative Services where if you need me from poetry to production to song lyrics and production, you can hit me up on my website, which is Shive Music, which is with the S in front, like Chicago, but SCHIMUSIC.vpweb.com. You can also hit me up and on Facebook as well, Shy Music with the K, not a C this time, speaking about the person, not necessarily the business itself. So that's where I can be reached. That's, or you can give me a call as well at area code 312-576-1992.
Well, Simona, I'm so glad that you came through. And whenever you got something you want to, you know, get out, put out over the show, mm-hmm. hit me
for
up
sure.
and let me know, and we can put you on schedule and get you back in here for real. Because I would love
I
to hear some of your compositions over, you know, with some people, I'll put some lyrics down to it too.
Wonderful. I'm always looking for talent, and I appreciate that and would love to collab with you, Taz.
All right, then, Simona. Good talking to you. Stay in contact with me. You know you can hit me up on Facebook anytime, for real, for real.
Definitely the same way here.
All right, then, dear. Thank you. I'm gonna,
thank you for having
me. Oh, no problem. I'm going to end this show with the Gospel Cypher that me, my boy, NT Poet, New Testament Poet, and Jay Bug, my cousin, we did like maybe, what, a year, year and a half, close to 2 years ago, because we are in a new year, or is in a new year. This is THZ, ATHZP on Cloud Talk Radio. See you hopefully next week. The Gospel Cypher.
Aw, yeah. We go kick and flex around about Jesus, cause he is our savior and the one that frees us. The word is the Bible strong. Now Buddha and Muhammad, now they were all wrong. Let me set them straight, cousin, them boys ain't jack. Jesus ain't fiction, crucifixion is a fact. Hardcore to the core, my rhymes are never a bore. Spreading Jesus' name like you never heard before. Get busy, wanna teach the young. The last one that didn't listen ended up getting hung. Don't be Judas, don't be new to this. Let's get through with this, so we can do this. Follow the scripture, follow the task. He knows what you need before you ask. He is Lord. Look up at the cross, my man's a winner. But some say he lost. He kissed her on the lips, she said, baby, that's sweet. He turned around and said, then why do you go out and cheat? And then he started freaking, screaming, letting the beatings. The sucker left the bleeding, the first of many weekends. He showed no remorse, just like he didn't care. She started stressing to the point of losing all her hair. Her days were filled with fears, her nights were filled with tears. It ruined her career, and lasted for 3 years. She planned her escape, how can she end this hell? And no one knew about it, cause she was afraid to tell. But then she started praying, reading the word all day and counting money she saved, and she finally got away. She called a cab to come while he was sleeping night. She had a backpack, hit the airport, then she caught a flight back to her parents' house, and they welcomed her home just like our father does when we leave sin alone.
Living my life on the day-to-day with nothing to say, but yet these haters still flow up in my way, coming with distractions that ain't real. Fake people up in my life saying no, it's still. What would Jesus do is a daily saying. These cats out to hurt, fish fried for land. But I keep it real and forget the fake. Sometimes walking away is hard to take. When I was younger, was on the physical tip. Before you know it, wham! Then a busted lip. Can't say I'm sorry, image to protect. Somebody call the police, get my boy in jet. Used to be like that without using my head. Wonder why I'm breathing, not a bullet to be dead. Get on my knees and thank the Lord for sight, blessing me like the earth when he gave it life.